Anyway, we got real excited because we went shopping for the retreat house, and we bought a bunch of artwork, at Hobby Lobby, and we also got some what we're calling pantries. We're going to use for our guest pantries, and they're fabulous. And we picked them up for a song at a secondhand store. They are gorgeous, and they fit perfectly where they're supposed to go. So,
what is it? A pantry?
Yeah. Just a cabinet. But you probably couldn't see it. What is that?
Marsh doesn't know her microphone's on, I don't think.
Oh, there you go. Can you see that? You probably can't see it. Oh, Cheryl, show you. Cheryl, show them the new pantries. It's right behind her. See it with the light on? Isn't that pretty?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's one on each side of the door. Cheryl's got them all cleaned up. They look fabulous. Look at that. Fabulous.
Yeah, they do look great. Thanks, Cheryl. Marge, you're upside down. There you go.
Hi, Marge. Hey everybody! I'm sure everybody on the radio is just loving this part, but
it's part of it. You have to put up with it.
That's right. It's part of it. Okay.
All those people out in radio land.
Hello, everybody out in radio. All the thousands out there. Hello, everybody. So we are here for Growing with NTI, and
you know where we are.
Well, I got to tell you. My book was laying open under a bunch of papers from where it's been since this time last week, and I'm on page 420.
I'm on page 422 also.
Uh-huh.
And I usually mark the book, but I did not.
Well, I think we should just start with verse 12.
Verse 12. What a novel idea.
What's the one at the top of the page? So let's do that. So, but before we get going, let's offer a prayer here. I just want to express my gratitude. I feel real joy. And I'm grateful for the joy. I haven't always felt this kind of joy over nothing or over everything. But I do feel that joy. And I know, that joy comes from, walking the way. Holy Spirit, inner wisdom, life would have me walk. Again, I want to express my gratitude, and I want to invite inner wisdom, to come through me, come through Connie, come through the comments of others, and come through the reading, and so that we can all hear what we should hear, see what we ought to see. Yeah, again, gratitude. Amen.
Okay, I'd like to make one more statement that's probably not related to what we're doing.
All right.
Hey, Cheryl, thanks for the Christmas card. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, that's sweet. Connie, is it cold in the cabin?
You know, I just got home, and it's not heating up real quick, So I do have my jacket on.
You do have your jacket on. Did you start a fire, or are you relying on the furnace, or what?
I'm relying on the furnace, and I don't know. I'm too something to overcrank that thermostat too quick. You'll get warm here in a minute.
Okay, good.
And somebody else came on. When you were saying a prayer,
is it Ariz?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Hello, Ariz. I'm sure that's something else, but that's what Arizona. Hello, Arizona. Welcome.
Arizona.
That's great.
That sounds a little made up.
Well, that's okay.
I didn't say it wasn't okay.
All right. Yeah. So we're starting on 420 from Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. We're in James. That's James chapter 1, verse 12. So here we go. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial means Blessed are you who remember to use all things to practice the true desire of the heart. For with practice and focus, your true desire stands clear within your sight until the naturalness of your being is as natural in your awareness as true desire is now in the quiet of your heart. I just want to read that second sentence again. I get the remember to use all things to practice. So let me read the second sentence. I feel like I'm settling in here. For with practice and focus, your true desire stands clear within your sight. With practice and focus, your true desire stands clear within your sight until the naturalness of your being is as natural in your awareness as true desire is now in the quiet of your heart.
I wrote in the margins, purpose is to, hold your, I don't know what I wrote here, purpose held it out in front.
Yeah, well, and to me, this seems to speak to the, you know, we are practicing being still. We are practicing listening for inner guidance through surrender. And we know when we get still, when we're not caught up in the mind chatter and the activities of the day, we know what that true desire feels like. There's no question what our true desire is once we decide to be with it for a minute, right? It just says, you know, it's about this willingness. If you're willing to slow down, remove yourself from the mental chatter, quit giving your believing attention to the mental chatter, it will become more and more natural for you to be in the naturalness of your being. You know, that whole snowball thing, right?
So how are you doing with that chatter or lack thereof?
Well, thank you for asking. I got to say that I keep telling inner wisdom, you know, I'm not doing very good with this inner Ramana stuff. And then inner wisdom goes, practice when you remember. yeah, practice with you remember when you remember. And I'll tell you, we shopped for 2 days, the three of us, me and Cheryl and Regina. And last night I got tired and I just hit a wall and I believed every word Ego says. I don't like that stuff y'all are looking at. I'm tired of being out here. I want to go home. I'm tired. So this morning I apologize for being an asshole. And last night, and Regina said, you know, the truth of it is you were just listening to your mind chatter. And I was, everything it said, you know, I'm tired of this. I want to go home. I'm like, really? Oh yeah. Y'all, I'm tired of this. What's the next thing? I want to go home. I don't like your artwork you're picking out. I mean, you know, I'm getting it from the chatter and just out my mouth it comes. So, you know, sometimes I'm better than others. How are you doing with your mind chatter?
Well, I remember more often not to do it, but I don't remember very long not to do it.
Yeah, well, and again, yeah, that's good. That's good. And again, that whole, I think the real import of this, and it's funny because I didn't see this the first three times I looked at Inner Ramana, 12 times, 100 times. But I think the real import is when you remember to say the mantra, say it, not like, I am that I am, but just say it and then see what it was the mind chatter was telling you. Cause so it's not intended to be any kind of ritual. It's not intended to be any kind of work, anything that we have to work at. It's intended to be, it's intended So here's what we do when we say the mantra, I am that I am. That gives us the presence of mind to look at what all that mind chatter was telling us. And as you and I have been talking about for a long time, what that mind chatter is telling us is you're great, you suck, you're a great decorator, you're really, gosh, aren't you great because you're really frugal with your money. I mean, whatever, it's telling you thoughts of I. So the whole point of the mantra is so that we can stop. Cheryl says hi to my cat. The whole point of the mantra is to stop so we can see the mind chatter. It's not, you know how we talk about Course in Miracles seemed really punitive when we started. Ooh, I do that. It's not intended for that, obviously, for that at all. But it's not intended, moreover, as a ritual. It's really intended as an opportunity to really see this, this identity building that we do all day long. I was talking to Anne this morning, and she said she reminded me that, you know, the first time she looked in a Ramana was when she took the MPP class that I was facilitating. But she had gotten special permission to take two MPP classes at a time. We don't normally do that, but she took MPP and is it True Discernment? That's the Michael Singer one. Anybody know? The Michael Singer, The Untethered Soul. Isn't that True Discernment? No. Don says no. Anyway. No, Adi Ashanti's True Meditation. But good. Thanks for playing along. but at any rate, Anne was talking about the fact that it was really helpful to go through those two things together, the inner Ramana and the untethered soul, because Michael Singer does such a great job of talking about your inner roommate and how it comes and sits down on the couch next to you and goes, oh, that movie reminds me of my old girlfriend, and da 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 da, or, you know, you need to go check and see if the water's running. You need to go check it, you know, and if that were a real person, you'd just kick them out, that sort of thing. But the point is, that's exactly what this is intended to do. Hey, Sharon. Hey, Tana. Exactly what this saying, the mantra, I am that I am, is intended to do, is call your attention that you've been listening to your inner roommate, to the mind chatter, and then take that opportunity to say, now, what was that inner roommate or what was that mind chatter saying to me? Oh, it was telling me how great I was because I saved $5 on that last purchase, right? Or, oh, it was telling me what a asshole I am because I blah, 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 right? Because I got tired. but it does give you the opportunity to see this self-image building that goes on all the time. And as we all know, once we see something, then it's easier for us to see it the next time. And not buy into it hook, line, and sinker the next time. So there.
That's good. It's good. And my chatter is so mindless that sometimes when I go to look at what it was, I can't even, and I just did it. I can't even remember what it was. What? I don't know.
Well, exactly.
That's how mindless it is.
Well, actually... in a Ramana talks about it being like a computer program that allows you to access, you know, and what it allows you to access is this clarity so that you can see what it is you've been telling yourself. So the more that you use it, the more you'll be able to, the easier it will be to recall what it was you were just thinking about. So yeah, just,
well, I'm real grateful to you, to be learning this because I'm really tired of the chatter. I'm really tired of because you know that it has nothing of any value to say. I mean, you didn't even have to read that in a book to know that it was true. So I'll be happy when I am so disinterested in it that it no longer plagues me. And I think that's a promise.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. And that promise is fulfilled through practice. Again, the more we give to practice, the more we get. And that's just based on our willingness to see. You know, it's not like a reward. We may experience it as a reward, but it's not like, oh, Connie, very good. Okay, here's some more clarity. Yeah, it's yes, I can see clearly now. The pain is gone, Cheryl says. All right.
Cheryl.
All right. So God is the truth within you. This is on page 420, verses NTI James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. God is
paragraph where some of y'all got here.
What? We went over a whole paragraph in the last 22 minutes. God is the truth within you. It does not tempt. God is. But God can be denied through your desire to do so. You know, and this is kind of saying the reverse of what we just said, right? It's not a reward or a punishment. It just is. It just is what is. You're as aware of it as you want to be.
Don't say it like that.
God is the truth within you. It does not tempt. God is. But God can be denied through your desire to do so. Do not be unaware of this desire. It is there within your mind. But it is a false desire that lingers from a moment of the past. In your weariness, you follow it in habit. But in your alertness, you remember to place this worn-out desire aside. Yeah, and again, that's that conditioned response. And I tell you what comes up for me in this is a couple of things. One is, you know that thing where, well, you don't know it, Connie. Maybe everybody else does because you love to run. You like to like, okay, where are we going? But for many of us, for me, and I think other people as well, when somebody calls and goes, oh, do you want to go to such and such or so and so? My initial response for many years was, yeah, I think I'd rather just stay home. You know that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And then, but every time I would go out at your invitation or someone else's invitation, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so glad I went. Right. But the conditioned response was, I think I'd rather just stay home. The others, and so that first thought that came into the mind that I believed was telling me what I wanted, was mental chatter telling me what I wanted, and it was wrong.
Is that where the course says that the eagle speaks first?
Yeah. And the other story I often use, and I hope Janet will forgive me because I'm going to use her as an example.
That's our baby sister.
You know, Jo does most of the cooking there, and I think sometimes she feels a little guilty about that. and then, you know, when he had his knee surgery recently, she had to do the cooking, and she loved it. She absolutely loved it. So the chatter would tell her, she doesn't want to cook. She doesn't like to cook. She's not going to have the things that she needs to cook. So she doesn't cook. And then she feels guilty that Joe cooks all the time. But the truth is, she loves to cook. She didn't mind cooking. She enjoyed cooking. She enjoyed serving, you know, the boys. So again, it, that conditioned response says, this is who you are. When if you just ignore that first, like you say, ego coming in and saying, speaking first, and say, no, really, what am I to do now? Am I to cook? Am I to go out? What?
You ain't me.
That's right. You don't know whether or not I want to cook. You ain't me. Right. So
it's
this
a
is
reference
what
to the Revolver for those.
Yes. The movie Revolver. But this is, so that's what comes up for me when I read this paragraph, because this is talking about your desire to deny God. And it's the same thing. It's that conditioned response. You're like, I don't want to meditate. I don't want to whatever I need to do. I don't want to do that. And we believe it. That's what gets told. That's the story that gets told. And we're like, all right, I won't. I'll watch, you know, cartoons instead or whatever.
Well, and I appreciate you pointing this out, because because in my spiritual practice, I'm going, you know, if I hear it, I'll hear it, but I'm not going to write it down. If I hear it, I'll hear it. I'm not going to meditate. Why aren't you speaking to me?
I can't hear you. Right.
So thank you. I think your point's well taken here, is that we believe we are our mental chatter, and our mental chatter is so wrong about us that we don't have a clue who we are.
Yeah. We really don't. And we just do, we're like, oh, we don't like to do that. Okay, we won't.
Yeah.
But it's not true. That was, you know, it says it is a false desire that lingers from a moment of the past. In your weariness, you follow it in habit. But in your alertness, you remember to place this worn out desire aside. So I think, you know, that takes us right back to the whole I am that I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if that comes in our mind, we need to just stop. Say the mantra, and then just see if we can see what mental chatter was saying a minute ago. If we can't find, then, you know, next time we'll have a better chance at it.
Good, good, good point.
I was gonna open up the chat here, because I see there's some chats that I've been missing.
How are you doing that now?
At the bottom of the screen, there's a little thing that says chat. It's got the microphone, the video, invite, participants, share, chat, record. You just hit chat and it'll come up.
Mine must be under more or something. Chat. Now that's over the screen, so now I can't see anybody.
Oh. Well, that's because it's acting as a pop-out. I've got my screen, like, smaller, so that it comes out to the side, not over top of it. You can grab that and move it, you know, by putting your cursor on it and then pulling it somewhere else. Or you can just hit chat again and it won't be over the screen.
Okay.
Connie, you're so cute, Cheryl says. Yeah, and Sharon said, we are fighting against freedom. It's really funny. And we're taking our marching orders from, from ego, from mind chatter. I'm what? Oh, okay. I'll do that. You figured it out, Connie?
I'm having a hard time getting it to move.
It's You don't have a mouse on that, do you?
No. I'll make you teach me later. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's all good.
I didn't come to the class like I was supposed to. I think my ego said, you don't want to go to that.
And you went, okay.
But you're right. I don't.
Arizona had asked a while ago where we were, and I may have said since then, but let's just be clear that we are in the middle of page 420. We're on NTI James chapter 1, and we are getting ready to read verses 16 through 18.
Paragraph three.
Do not deny your truth, because it does not change. In your denial, you misunderstand what you do, and you experience your misunderstanding in unhappiness.
I think that's what you just went over.
Yeah. Okay, good. Verses 19 through 21.
Moving right on.
My dear brothers, take note of this and store it in your mind and heart. Be quick to listen to the true desire of the heart, and you are quick to realize the joy of your truth. Yeah, so you don't keep yourself in that misery. No, I don't want to meditate, and I want to be unhappy. That's one choice. And the other is, maybe I do want to meditate. Let me try it and see what it feels like.
You ain't me. Shut up.
Your truth is joy. So whenever you are not joyful, you are misunderstanding what you are.
Thank you, God.
Verses 22 through 25. Do not merely listen to my words without practicing what I say, Connie Poole.
Pooka.
That's right. It's another movie reference. It's from It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah.
No, Harvey.
Harvey, sorry. It is, of course, Harvey. But again, do not merely listen to my words without practicing what I say. To listen, but not to practice, is to be like a man who looks in the mirror, but then goes away and forgets what he saw.
That's pretty funny. Holy Spirit's got a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's funny. So that reminds me of a dumb blonde joke.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right. So these two dumb blondes, you all have to forgive me. This is the way the joke goes. These two, and you notice I got blonde hair. They're walking down the street and they find a compact and they pick it up. And one of them and looks at it and she's like, gosh, I recognize that person, but I really don't know who it is. She's looking in the mirror, right? And so the other blonde grabs it from her and goes, it's me, you idiot.
Okay.
All right. So, so don't be like that girl, either of those girls.
Dumb blonde.
Yes. Again, so maybe we ought to read that paragraph with a little more reverence. Let's try that. Do not merely listen to my words without practicing what I say. To listen, but not to practice, is to be like a man who looks in the mirror, but then goes away and forgets what he saw. Yeah. Practice. Remember that which you see as you listen to me. Practice it with your every breath, and you do remember the truth of what you are. Yeah, and you know, Lisa, who was the woman, that thing that Dad wanted to do? What was her name? She talked about how for years and years. Huh?
Natoli?
Yes, Lisa Natoli. She talked about how for years and years and years, she was, you know, kind of doing the course and wondering why it wasn't working very well. And then one day she went, ah! And so she challenged each of us to do that as well. You know, just apply the lessons. Apply the lessons.
Yeah. To practice it with your every breath is a little daunting, but I know that is my true will. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And remember, it's not an admonishment. When you remember 5 hours later, that's the time to practice. That's not the time to go, oh, you suck because you didn't practice for the last 5 hours.
And then don't practice then.
Right. And then don't practice then. Surely I'm not worthy to do the practice even now.
I can't practice.
I didn't practice for the last 5 hours. How can I practice now? Yeah. Exactly. That's what we tend to do. Okay. Know thyself. This is your only purpose. Hold tight to your purpose. Let go of everything that is not of this purpose. And to your purpose, you are true. Know thyself. This is your only purpose. Hold tight to your purpose. Let go of everything that is not of this purpose. And to your purpose, you are true.
Okay, we won't take that as an admonishment.
Good. Yeah, good. Really. Really, because that's just not helpful. All right.
All right.
NTI James chapter 2, top of page 421. I have said that you are the leader of your own awakening, but the one who leads you to awakening does not select and judge based on the many ways that seem to be within the world. The one who leads selects and judges not, so that he accepts and follows the path he has already laid out for himself.
I don't know that I got that.
Well, talking about two different levels here. I'm saying you're the leader of your own awakening. The inner wisdom says you're the leader of your Holy Spirit, says you're the leader of your own awakening. But I don't mean you, Connie. I don't mean you, Jacqueline. Right? Oh. I mean your own inner wisdom is the leader of your awakening.
You ain't me.
Yeah. The many ways of the world are distractions for you. To be caught up in them is to be caught up in the world. This is not the path to awakening.
I feel found out. Huh? It's almost like being found out.
Oops, it's not me. Again, no admonishments here.
All right.
You are the leader of your own awakening through the spirit that does not desire the ways of the world, but humbly desires freedom from those ways. And so it does not reach out to the world, but it watches and accepts, knowing and trusting that the path it is on is its own path to enlightenment, because the path that is being walked is the path it has already chosen and given to itself.
I like the next sentence.
All right, let's read it. Do not worry that you shall make a mistake.
Should say mistakes.
Worry that you could make a mistake comes from the belief that you are a mistake. You know, that's just crucial, because that's just that mind going, oh man, you screwed that up. You really are bad. You're a mistake. You're never going to get this.
You watch too much national news. You're never going to get this. You're not going to let go of the world. You're watching national news all the time. Yes. The path to freedom is not to believe that lie. Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Do not worry that you shall make a mistake. Worry that you could make a mistake comes from the belief that you are a mistake, which is also the belief that you are sin. This is but a misunderstanding regarding what you are. You can recognize this misunderstanding by your lack of joy. And, you know, we talk often about how gentle this is. And it really is. It's like, no, honey, you just misunderstood. You're not bad because you watch too much national news, or because you watch national news a lot.
Thank you.
I'm trying to say it without being judgy about it. But it's like, you're not bad. You're not bad. And what we do is we want to do this perfectly, and we take our failure to do it perfectly. We take our, we use the practice against ourselves. When we forget in a Ramana, when we forget to say, I am that I am for 5 hours, then we use that to club ourselves over the head. It's not helpful.
You know, I was listening to, did I interrupt you?
Nope.
I was listening to one of Regina's pre-recorded tapes the other day, and she was talking about where she'd had this experience with two different people where she was able to, I don't even know how she said it, where she was able to experience their perception and and for at least one of those two people, that she felt all the fear that they felt as a, like a usual circumstance of their life, that it just permeated their being. And it occurs to me that what this is talking about here, that you think that you're mistaken and you're not doing it right and you're giving yourself a hard time and you're being anything but gentle and joyous, is participating in that same type of fear that she was talking about. It may not be a crippling fear that is keeping you from going out of the house, or but it is a fear nevertheless, that is permeating, well, I might as well say it, permeating my existence. So it is something that I am quite ready to release.
Amen.
So I appreciate reading James chapter 2.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, I was listening to some of her old stuff today, and she was talking about don't fuel fear with fear. You know, it's just that you just create more of the same.
What was Cheryl writing, Jacqueline? I couldn't see.
She wrote, the spiritual ego wants us to fail, which in itself is another lie. That's where the practice comes in, to remind ourselves we have the inner wisdom to teach us. Yeah, and there's somewhere in this book, it talks about how to tell the difference between ego and Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit never admonishes, never, ever, ever admonishes, right? So if you're hearing yourself admonish yourself, you can know who you're listening to, and it's not inner wisdom, it's not Holy Spirit. So, and you can stop in mid-thought and go, oh, okay, I get it. I hear you, ego. You ain't me. That's right. All right. You cannot make a mistake because you are perfect and whole and in communication now.
Thank you, God.
All thoughts are shared. There has never been a moment of not sharing. Therefore, your true desire is known, and its path is being given to you just as you have asked.
I mean, that is gentle and that is sweet. I agree, Cheryl. I'm clapping too.
There can be no mistake in the oneness that you are.
Sweet.
Misperception is your greatest enemy, because misperception tells you that all is as it is not. But this is not a sin. It is only an error. And all error can be corrected. Page 422. Look well within your mind and see your misperceptions. See also that you have put your trust in them, so that even as you walk this path, which you have chosen for yourself, you do not see the path, and so you misperceive. It is your misperception that causes you to suffer.
Yeah, that's like that chatter thing we were talking about at the beginning. That is the misperception. Because the misperception and the chatter is going to be chatter about fear and illness and pain, which is the misperception. Which always makes me think of that quote that knocked me over in the course. It said, if God is real, pain is not. If pain is real, God is not.
Amen. Yeah, it is your misperception that causes you to suffer. It's just misperception. It's not because you're not suffering because you're bad. Right? It's misperception. It's error, and all error can be corrected. Have mercy on yourself, but being willing to surrender your misperceptions for the light of your own awakening. And so what's coming up for me is this thing where you go, oh, I can't believe that I have to spend so much time with so-and-so because, oh, my God, they get on my nerves so bad and da-da-da-da-da. And this is, there's no mistake here, right? The only mistake is in your perception that there's something wrong with them. This is the path that's laid before you. And so this is the path. This is an opportunity to rid yourself of ego. Whatever it is that's irritating you, or, you know, whatever the issue seems to be. And so that's what this means. Because if you go with misperception, you're just going to cause yourself more suffering. That way is not joy. You're not going to feel joyous. You know, if you're going, oh my God, I can't believe I got to spend another hour with them because they blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah. And Cheryl's pointing that you're looking outside of yourself, which I think is brings in that whole projection thing as well. That, if we're looking for fault outside of ourselves, you can be sure we're projecting.
Yeah, well, you can be sure that you're continuing to perpetuate your own misperception and thereby your own suffering. So if you, when you notice the discomfort, you can go, oh, what would you have me see here? Right?
Yeah, because I'm misperceiving for sure.
Because I'm definitely misperceiving. So I know that the path to my healing is laid in front of me, you know? Silver platter, Regina talks about often, but it's laid right here in front of me. So let me use this irritation or whatever's going on instead for my awakening, which is what this is saying. Have mercy on yourself. Quit participating in your misperception. Have mercy on yourself by being willing to surrender your misperceptions for the light of your own awakening.
Yeah, and of course, you know, that is the miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's forgiveness. That's the miracle. Yeah.
Yes, it's just saying there's another way of looking at this, and the way I'm doing it is a misperception. So please, Holy Spirit, help me see this another way.
Yes.
Inner wisdom.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are standing and walking your way because this is the way you have chosen. Trust in yourself and your leadership, and you will see the value and joy in all things. Relax unto yourself and lay aside your worries. They struggle against the true desire of your heart, and so they are not helpful.
Yeah, and once again, you know, if we've got these worries, and please believe me, folks, when I say this, Connie, since you have these worries, you know that that's just subtle fear. So the Holy Spirit's being really sweet here and saying, you know, lay aside your worries.
Yeah. Quit listening to the chatter that tells you, oh, you better do this. You better do that.
Yep. 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 It's not helpful.
It's not helpful. It just, you get more of the same.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, pray again. Go ahead.
Huh? Cheryl's saying, pray for the willingness to see my own deception. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Amen. Relax unto yourself and lay aside your worries. They struggle against the true desire of your heart, and so they are not helpful.
Thank you.
Abraham is the symbol of the birth of the awareness of light within your mind. With this birth came the willingness of true desire. And with this willingness came the plan for how true desire shall be fulfilled within the mind that is one.
All is well.
All is well.
Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl's clapping again.
This is the plan. This is the plan you selected with that first awareness of light. Look ahead in optimism and faith. The plan has already been laid out for you. Walk this path in trust. Leave your misperceptions behind.
You know, how sweet and gentle is that? I mean, just, you know, you're not, you can't screw this up, Connie. Okay.
All right. I have something coming up. I don't know if, I don't want to throw us off track, but I, you know, if I'm going to teach this, you know, I teach what I would learn. So let me do that for a second. There's an idea in, that we've discussed, and it's an idea in the course community, that seems to be misperceived by some. And that is this idea that the script is written. The idea that the script is written sometimes is perceived as like it got written a long, long time ago, you know, like with the Big Bang. Well, and the reason the way the course perpetuates this script that's set in stone is it talks about the question, the answer was given immediately to the question, right? The question, what would it be like if everything were different than it is, right? And the answer was given immediately. And so I think that that's sometimes perceived as, you know, so this script was put in place. That's the way it is. There's no changing it. Whatever I do, if I walk over and smack you, it's because that was in the script, right? Or, you know, if I wreck my car, it's because that was in the script. And I think that while that gives comfort, I don't think that's what's being said. Certainly the way that Regina has described the script is written is this idea that we're all familiar with of the code, right? The script is written all the time. And, you know, to the extent that we're able to choose a higher vibrational thought, we're able to move the script upward towards our redemption, right? Redemption, upward towards our awakening. But the script wasn't, I mean, you know, whenever the Big Bang happened, or I don't know, when Jesus died on the cross, or whatever time you want to point at, it wasn't written in the script that I was going to be an asshole to Cheryl and Regina last night. You know, that would indicate that I don't have that choice, that I don't have the choice at any time to pick the higher vibrational thought. So the script is being written all the time and it's evolving, you know, higher thought. And then, oh, now I have higher thought options available to me, or higher vibrations to me, available to me, and then even higher and higher and higher. And it's a ladder. And NTI talks about it like a ladder. So I say all of this, and I apologize if I've made this too complicated, but I say all of this because this has been on my mind a little bit lately. And this is talks about the path that was created when with the birth of awareness of light within your mind. So if you don't mind, I'd just like to read those two paragraphs again. This is on page 422, verses 20 through 24 of James chapter 2. Abraham is the symbol of the birth of the awareness of light within your mind. With this birth came the willingness of true desire. And with this willingness came the plan for how true desire shall be fulfilled within the mind that is one. This is the plan you selected with that first awareness of light. Look ahead in optimism and faith. The plan has already been laid out for you. Walk this path in trust. Leave your misperceptions behind.
Go ahead and read that last paragraph, if you will.
You rise above your misperceptions of yourself because your misperceptions are your dream. By letting go of what you think you are and where you believe your choices to be, you let go of all that is false. And then you walk peacefully, without misperception, the path you have given yourself for your own awakening from dreams. Yeah, thanks for having me read that last paragraph.
Go ahead. I think the Holy Spirit is once again just trying to comfort you and say, you know, your misperceptions are your fears, and your fears are holding you back.
Yeah, yeah, and the outcome is sure.
And the outcome is sure. So yeah, so you know. Worst case scenario, you're gonna get it a little bit later than you do, than you might if you give this your full devotion.
Yeah.
But we're all promised that we're gonna see the light. I think this is the Holy Spirit trying to reassure us.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. And what came up for me in that reading was, you know, this idea of, blocks to love, misperceptions being blocks to love's awareness, that there is a flow of life, and that you find that flow, by being willing, you know, to follow the true desire of your heart by giving up your misperceptions, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Amen. So I think we're done.
Chapter.
Huh? Yeah. We finished the whole chapter. That was our goal. Yeah. To get through to another one. I will. I'll write that right here. Okay. Love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.